Howdy, folks. This is your old friend Bill Bivens getting ready to introduce you to your old friend Fred Ware. Here he is, old man Ware. Right on. Here you go.
Well, howdy, folks. This is your old friend Fred Ware.
Got a lot of good old foot-pat music on.
You've been eating that southern corn pone this morning?
We had cornbread last night. Yeah, I'm still tasting this morning.
That was Bill Bivens. This is Fred Ware and all the Pennsylvanians. Thanks for coming. Hope you'll enjoy our show. It really, I don't know. What is the show today?
Today, it's the Tuesday show.
This is the Tuesday show. I don't know what's going to happen. We have a lot of new numbers, new arrangements and things, but maybe it'll turn out all right, Bill. You have
great
a lovely
hours,
guest.
I
lovely.
Do. Lady Marine, let's bring her up here.
Sure. Fine.
All right, I'll give her a big hand. Good
time.
We'll
meet.
She
does.
This is Private F.C. Bezac, Fred, from 2167 California Avenue, Long Beach, California.
How do you
Fallen
do, Fred?
How do you
very
do?
Good. Very
I'm
good.
Here.
Nice to have you here. How did you happen to arrive at our studio?
Oh, well, I just came to visit New York City.
I see.
And you were happy
Didn't
to
get
be
the
here.
Answer I want, Bill. Why are you in this studio?
Well, I met another little girl that's bunking with me, and she was come here, so I came alone.
Well, we still haven't reached the point.
Now, will you please relax, Private Bezac? I want to know where... Do you know where you are?
Yes, I do.
Where are you?
Listening to Fred Waring.
You knew where you were coming then.
Absolutely.
You weren't under the influence of any bunk, either by your roommate or Bill Bivens, huh?
No, I wasn't.
All right, Bill, she's here, and she's the...
Well, that's what I told her when I sold her the ticket.
I did. Well, you're the uniformed person, farthest from home. And after the program, you're to have a telephone call home to your folks at the expense of Mr. Bivens or Mr. Trammell or anybody else who wants to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I pay for it, you can talk as long as you wish. Now, Bill, you take Miss
right,
Bezac over.
Right with me now.
The private Bezac. I'll see you a little later. This is Tuesday, isn't it? Tuesday. Ironing day.
This is the day you iron your clothes, shirt, your sheets, and knees and bows. This is the day you iron your clothes, early Tuesday morning. So, early Tuesday morning.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes, sir.
Have I heard from Guy Lombardo?
You were over there last night, weren't you? How was the crowd?
Wonderful big crowd.
Well, you know, they were all from out of town. I know his little gag, what he did. You know what he did?
No.
He put signs all over Madison Avenue and around Grand Central to catch all the out-of-town people. It said, this way to see the Enterprise. And they got under the Roosevelt down in the grill, and they were hooked.
Really?
You
did it?
I can't
imagine Guy Lombardo would stoop to such a way to get a crowd.
Well, he had to have a crowd. And
after the plug we gave him yesterday, he still had to use
those. All those signs. See the
Enterprise. You can always live and learn. I heard from Virginia, too, you know. I don't mean Virginia.
Jane Wilson?
Jane Wilson is down in Norfolk last night. I had a wire from Ellis Lovelace. Said they had a wonderful big Bond show. Jane sang beautifully. Patsy sang wonderfully, and Tom Waring did a great job, Master Ceremony. We better get into our show.
We'd
have an orchestra start playing, will you please? What are they playing? What is it? At the Balalaika. I didn't start that. I started something else. Guess I should have brought my banjo. That's a bell alike, and now I recognize it. Rose Balalaika. We finished it. Say, I just noticed in the front row one of our old stars. I don't mean
pretty.
She's old, but I mean she's a star of the Pennsylvania. She came back to say hello to us.
Yes.
Shall we give her a greeting? Donna Day dropped in. Donna Day. Pretty as ever.
Oh, boy.
Pretty as ever. Been out there in Hollywood. She's on another network. I don't think we'd dare mention that she's doing broadcast.
Well,
no, I wouldn't dare. Wouldn't dare say you're on another network, so we won't say.
She's
a mutual friend. All right. Now the subject under consideration the next 3 minutes, love. Joanne Wheatley, the Glee Club, the orchestra, toss around the idea. And let's see. This song is by Blaine and Martin, a picture from Ziegfeld Follies. It isn't even out yet, is it? Picture isn't out, but the song is. It's called Love. And here we go. Ringwald's arrangement.
Love can be a moment sadness. Love can be insane.
Love can be a life of sadness and pain.
From the wide open spaces now, that hard-riding, sweet-singing outfit, Honey and the Bees, with something on their minds about a gal named Harriet. Chef Hal Cantor cooked up the arrangement, and Daisy, Hal, Ray, and Bob swing down out of the saddle to tell us all about Harriet.
Keeps the wolves away.
yippee-ki-yay-yo-ki-yay.
Hey! The cowhands
want
to marry Harriet. Harriet,
handy
with the lariat.
But she don't want to marry it. She's having too much fun. She's a roping every cowhand.
One by one.
That's our Harriet.
Having fun.
Taking every Romeo.
They can buy that
Harriet isn't gonna marry yet. She's too handy with the lariat. All the cowhands know that Harriet is having too much fun. She threw a buffalo right on his ear-io.
She threw a bronco
right on his rear-io. And a Romeo without a tear-io. That's good without a gun. On the porch of the cowhand's torch, but she has her way.
She keeps him hopping, yes, hopping with her
yippee-ki-yay, ki-yo-ki-yay, hey.
They all want to marry Harriet. Harriet, handy with the lariat.
But she don't want to marry it. So don't explain, she can't be won. She'd rather make a change when love is done.
She'd rather ride the range than cook on one.
Harriet, having too much fun.
That was Harriet, honey of the bees. Here's a flashback to about 1925 when the romantic song of the day was I'll See You in My Dreams. I think it was written by, who wrote it? Isham Jones, I think? Well, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Frank Hauer has made an arrangement for the orchestra, the Glee Club, Honey and the Bees Again, and some fancy keyboard on the 88 by Frank himself. I'll See You in My Dreams.
Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm. every night those lips. Lips that once were mine.
Alone, alone, so tender.
Eyes that tenderly shine.
Stand alone for me, my baby.
They will have
show the way tonight.
Tonight I'll see you in my dreams.
I was starting before. Sodom Serenade. First, chorus by the orchestra, then Jimmy. Well, our research staff tells us that a malagueña is a Spanish song and dance form, probably of South American origin, and a distant cousin to the fandango. That leads up to Livingston Gerhardt's brand new arrangement of Lecuona's Malagueña for the orchestra and glee club. I said malagueña. The announcing staff and the research staff and everybody else seem to be in all kinds of arguments about the pronunciation of Malagueña. But we've decided it's Malagueña, and deference to Scamp Moore, who lives in Texas, and to Joanne Wheatley, who lives in New Mexico, neither of which is very close to Cuba. Mr. Lecuona is from Cuba. Well, this being a first performance, naturally, the leader is nervous. The boys and girls are nervous, and Livingston feels awful nervous. Here we go. ¶¶ Blessed be the tie that binds.
Armed Forces Radio Service.
I hear melody, sparkling song.